Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to share something that I've talked about in my blogs and I talk about on my courses. We haven't talked about it a lot in these podcasts, and it's a notion I call before the therefore. And it came back to mind the other day. I'd been talking to one of my daughters. She goes to a religious high school. And I asked her, you know, we're not a particularly religious family. It's just a really good school. But I asked her what she'd been learning in religion class. And she said, unfortunately, this year's class pretty much convinced me I don't believe in God. And I was like, okay, cool. What do you mean? And she said, well, there are just so many things that don't make sense. Everything is a sin. Having sex outside of marriage is a sin. Disagreeing with your elders is a sin. Thinking bad thoughts about someone is a sin. For an all-loving, forgiving being, God seems pretty judgy. And I found that pretty funny. And, you know, we joke, my daughter and I, about like how uptight you would have to be to not commit any sins if sin is expanded that broadly that even your thinking the wrong things can be a sin. I don't know if anyone remembers back to when Jimmy Carter was president and confessed to having committed adultery in his mind. And it's like at that level, we're all sinners, brother. But I did ask my daughter, I said, well, what do you see about spirituality? Forget religion. And she said, well, I do see there's a spiritual reality. She said, that seems obvious. She says, there's something, I'm not spinning the planets, and it seems that there's something that runs through everything that we're all a part of. And we kind of sat in that, and it was nice. It was a quiet moment. And that's what reminded me of before the therefore. And here's the idea. Whatever is true about life before the therefore is just true. Full stop. Everything after the therefore is made up of our personal thinking. And that means it's arbitrary. That means it's transient. That means it's really up for grabs. So my daughter's recognition that there's something other than us spinning the planet is just true. We don't know that something is actually a thing, or that it has human characteristics, or that it's insecure and judgy or all-knowing and all-powerful. But as soon as we go after the therefore, we're on pretty shaking ground. So here's how it usually plays out. There's something other than us spinning the planet. Therefore, so, okay, that's just true before the therefore, right? There's something other than us spinning the planet. Therefore, there must be a supreme being. And if there's a supreme being, it must work the way we do. And therefore, it must be able to be pleased or displeased, and maybe you can negotiate with it. And therefore, we'd better learn to do the things that please it and not do the things that displease it. And therefore, and that's where you start getting behavioral dogma. Now, understand, I have no idea whether there's a supreme being. That isn't my point. My point is that the further we go after the therefore, the more extreme and just kind of out there the implications of our logic become. So if you have all those therefores about the fact that we're not in control of the universe, well, now you've got to figure out how to control your thoughts, and you've got to worry about, are you displeasing this infinitely insecure, judgy being? But all of that noise and hard work is inferred from a simple spiritual fact that we're not in control of the universe. Now, it's obvious to me I don't have to take responsibility for spinning the planet. It doesn't seem to me like I have to take responsibility for breathing my body, for controlling my thoughts, for making anything happen. It's not that I never try. It's just that I get it's not really my job. Now, what's interesting is that when people look before the therefore, whether they're religious or not, they tend to get in touch with something deeper, with something you could describe as spiritual. And in fact, some of the most religious people I've worked with went deeper into their faith by looking before the therefore. When they stopped worrying about the implications, in other words, what their particular faith said was true after the therefore, and just kind of stuck with the spiritual facts, what was true before the therefore, everyone finds themselves quieting down. Everyone starts to experience deeper, more profound feelings, more love, more peace. And if they're religious, it tends to be that that was what drew them to their religion in the first place. Now, here's what I've seen to be true before the therefore. There is a pervasive aliveness and underlying intelligence in the universe. There is a creative force in the universe. We all have the capacity to experience that aliveness, intelligence, and creative force in our daily lives. And our individual experience of these forces and capacities is what we call reality, or our personal reality, or our separate reality. Full stop. No therefores, no implications for how we should live our life, just the truth of life as I've seen it to this point. And it may look different to you. But the reason that I like sharing the principles of mind, consciousness, and thought as a starting point for spiritual exploration is it's just harder to attach dogma to it than it would be to some of the more fleshed out spiritual systems of understanding. To my way of thinking, there is nothing in the fact of an energy and intelligence behind life, what I call mind, an ever-present capacity for awareness, what I call consciousness, and a creative force that's constantly at play, what I call thought. There's nothing in those facts that dictates or even suggests what brand of beer I should drink, what I should do with my weekends, what political party I should affiliate myself with, or in fact, anything else. When you look before the therefore, you see truth as deeply as it's possible for us to see. So that would be my little homework assignment for you. What do you see to be true before the therefore? In other words, what to your mind is essentially inarguable and would be if you'd been born in a different country, if you'd been born in a different religion, it would still be inarguably true. And then what if you didn't have to agree with anyone or get them to agree with you about anything after the therefore? How much simpler would life be? How much simpler would your life be if you spent more of your time before the therefore? More of your time in the space before thought. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.